The 100 is a show that we have been loving, and tonight is the season finale on Channel 9. This morning we are joined by the host, Andy Lee. Good morning.
Morning. Season finale, they keep saying it, so to Channel 9, it makes it sound bigger than it is. Feels like I should have had, like, I don't know, some confetti cannons or something at the end.
Yeah, that'd be good.
A regular show tonight.
Well, maybe you could bring out puppies for everyone. That would be my idea of a good time.
That'd be a nice finale.
The 100 is a show that reminds me of a radio station a little bit when everybody's sitting down trying to come up with a phoner for the next day.
And that is exactly what it is.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could just send me the transcript of some of your topics because that would really help me out.
Well, it is fun, actually. The producers sit down and go and fire questions at me and I go, yeah, nah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be interesting. Don't care about that. Oh, that's interesting. So that's pretty much how the show works.
Yeah, because you would have done a lot of phoners and a lot of different topics over the years, so I'd imagine you'd be a bit hard to impress in that category.
Yeah, well, it's funny because they bring up things. I'm like, yeah, we've done that, but it worked well. It's also, you know, with people's tastes and things are evolving. It's been a while since Hamish and I've been on the radio, so I'm sure there's always new secrets and things to find out.
Oh, very true. Well, one question that we've been seeing a lot of promotions around is Karl Stefanovic asking a fairly hairy question, who do you prefer, Hamish or Andy? How did you feel about that?
What a bastard. Well, I mean, he's right. Whoever wins the show gets the opportunity to ask 100 anything they want. And Karl had been on the receiving end of a lot of abuse throughout the whole show. He got pretty much scorched by the other comedians. It was like a roast for a while there. So I feel like he just wanted to get his own back and lashed out at me.
What are some of the most surprising things that you've learnt about Australians from being the host of The 100?
I couldn't believe how many of us believe in ghosts. That's on tonight's show. It was much higher than I thought was going to be the case. We also find out tonight how many Australians have never used a swear word.
Do those people exist?
I know. I know. It certainly knocks out all of Queensland, I reckon. But,
wow.
So we even talked to a lady that has never, ever used a swear word.
Wow. Is she highly religious or something? Or?
No, she wasn't particularly religious. My mum's one of them as well. She's not religious. She just never swears.
Oh, your mum sounds like a darling. It's hard enough not swearing on this show, but I worked over in America for a bit in the South and it was absolutely a no-go. You weren't allowed to say, oh, my God, you weren't allowed to say Jesus Christ, you weren't allowed to say, damn it, nothing like that. So I came home to Australia saying, dang it, and all this sort of stuff.
Oh, dang.
Now, other than the show, you've also just, you know, casually decided to gift us with a new book. It's called Do Not Open This Book or Else. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for people who know my kids' books, I think this is my seventh, but there's Do Not Open This Book, this one, and then a range after that, Do Not Open This Book Again, Seriously, Do Not Open This Book. I've got one trick and I keep reeling it out, but this one's called Do Not Open This Book or Else. It's essentially about a little blue monster who doesn't want you to get to the end of the book and because something will happen to him. And it's been super fun doing these books and kids have really enjoyed them. So it's been a really pleasing experience.
I think adults enjoy them as well. I remember going to Big W and standing there reading the entire book thinking, he's got me. He's got me good.
Yeah, it's fun seeing kids yell at you too. You can get... I think it's a good personality test. You can tell whether your kid's going to be a rebel when they grow up or whether they're going to obey instructions.
Did you ever think that you'd become an author or was this all a bit of an accident?
No, this is absolutely an accident. And it's a happy accident because I really enjoy doing it. But it all started out, I wanted to do one book for my nephew for his first birthday. And there was only ever meant to be one book printed, but... my mate, who's a publisher who was meant to make up that test book, he convinced me to publish them after some negotiations and because I didn't really want it to happen, but I'm glad it did.
Yeah, you would have been nervous to put that out there because if you were just writing it for him, you'd think, oh, yeah, this is just one of those little family jokes and now all of a sudden it's, you know, a worldwide joke. How did this happen?
That's exactly what went down. And it's been kind of, you know, when it came around to writing the second or third and fourth, because the first one I just did on a plane, I was just flying along and I thought, oh, this would be a fun little present. And so I hadn't put all that much thought into it. So when I sat down for the second and third, I was thinking, well, hang on, the first one took 40 minutes. Am I overthinking this? So it turned out okay.
I think what we've learned about you this morning, Andy Lee, is that you're one of those annoying people who are just good at everything that they try. Is there anything you can't do?
Oh, well, we'll find out whether I'm more popular than Hamish tonight on the show. And I think you'll find that he might just be the victor.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Andy Lee. We really appreciate it. The 100 is on Channel 9 tonight. If you would like to watch the, you know, the casual sort of finale.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you missed any of the episodes, they're on 9 now as well. But yeah, thanks so much for having me.